ป็นไงที่
ม
ัน
ช่วยอ่ะ
ฮะ
มันช่องไหนมาช
่
ว
ยอ๋อเออยังเล่าเลยดู
เออ
เรา
ต
ั
วน้
า
ทำ
มีอะไร
น้าทำแล้วแบบดู
ยูเจสิ
ทาวะอ๋อ
ทำมาปีแล้วคนนั้นดูไม่ได้
Sitting, I may well have objects arising and I try to pay attention to them, but often there's desire associated with them. How does one drop that defilement in order to really be meditating rather than just sitting with desire?
The time that comes to ayuni borat, I'm a sick guy, I'm a lojina sick net, pinny rock, the lojina sick of a little charm, let it dig it at home near a pinny foot.
ชาบุไม่ทุกข์ได้มาเนี่ย
He says don't try to drop that
อะกูมีนี่แล้วว่าเขาหอบอ่ะดิ
He says you're recognizing the desire That's good
ละลงแล้วดิ
That's enough
อะกูมีพวกไปจุดอ่ะ
So what you want to do is just be recognizing not involved in it but
recognize อะโลภะก็ผิดตินล่ะไม่ผิดตินมั้ยล่ะไอ้เฉยผิดติน
ล่ะ
ไม่ผิดตินมั้ยอะโลภะก็จี้เลยโลภะเสร็จผิดล่ะไม่ผิดล่ะ
He says
ตีไล่တော့
So when you're aware when you're recognizingDoes this desire, does the desire continue to be present or as strong?
Often it does. If it's strong, I mean, if it's strong to begin with, often I'm lost in that.
Often, do a draw me a me a punyo.
Hello, I say nya ayong mo chua lo. Ayong bo ma chai de sai phit lo ba phit ni bi so ayong mo chua.
He says, so this equation, when because of this object.Desire is arising, then you should not be watching this object anymore.
This is not Dhamma object.
It's not Dhamma.
Love my object, isn't it?
It's the object of desire.
Desire will object lower.
So at that time, your object has to be the desire itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just watch the feeling associated.
I have a little humor.
And how are you going to watch it? What point of view are you going to watch it?
I guess to try to avoid being identified with it.
Yes.
Identifying the people, Joza.
Right view into like what?
So consciously, actually, tell yourself, saying to yourself in words, like.
Loba is nature. No?
Yeah, greed is nature, or desire is nature.
I don't watch it.
And then that gives you a little distance so you can watch
it. I don't intensity see it.
And there's an intensity to desire.
Talama, yoga.
You can watch to see whether that intensity increases or decreases.
What was the phrase you used? Greed is nature?
Yeah, because he says, you know, everybody can have greed, so it's not his greed.
Only
the nature of greed is manifesting. That sort of thing. Yeah,
experience, identify my way more easily.
Yeah, he, to use this phrase, to not become identified with the experience.
Do you mean the same thing as when you say greed is natural?
Nature.
That's true too, but the bawa jar lu piora la
re. No mo, the bawa lu
piora. Yeah, no.
Impersonating na you.
Although it's natural, he means for the person to take it not personally. Not personally, yeah.
Objectively lu piora na
ya. To be able to watch it objectively, impersonally.
Tu ayong takhu lu
ni
la.
As an object.
I'll teach you. Teach you what?
So you can try that out.
I'll know about the tea line, but I don't tea line, you're on, but I don't know.
And then you can also check to see when the desire increases or the intensity of the desire increases, why is it increasing? Or if it decreases, why does it decrease? But you know, it might be too much all at once. You can go one step at a time.
เบอายุมั้ยผิดๆเนาะเบอายุมั้ยผิดๆ liking disliking love ဆိုရင်ဒီอายุนี่မရှိဘူးတော့
Remember he says no matter what object it is that you were observing if you notice that because because of that object, you start to feel desire or aversion not to keep watching that object.
When we're in daily life and we want to be aware, there are many things we could focus on in specific or just open up to something in general. Is there any way that's better than another way? In other words, you could focus on sensations or emotion or pleasant or unpleasant or selfing, the sense of self arising. Or you could focus on a general broad awareness. Does it matter?
Nizi, atop de akama re. Nizi, the dita shi jine. So in it. Behao the dipo tie kaung blae bo sensation ni la khan sa mu re la mwe nga so re nga shi daw ti ni le nga so re khan sa mu shi ni da ti ni ma hoi le ho di lo a kon lo o ti ni le tabo o ti ni da lo to khu a naw to khu re po kaung ne ya lo shi la
ti de
he said yes there's some
oh wait
he says the knowing the awareness if you can be aware of the awareness
awareness is she will do agorondi
because if you know that awareness is present, then that awareness does its own work. It knows whatever it needs to know already. He says, you know, because the mind is really the leader, whatever is being known is being known by the mind. Yes, and his emphasis is really that mind that's meditating.
I meditating mind lonely la, right pit la.
And checking to see whether the mind, one, if it's working, if it's present, and if it's working in the right way. If it has the right energy.
When I was on retreat recently, I was using your booklet as a guide, and you do talk about watching awareness itself.
Mm.
And there were a few times where I really felt that I was really able to watch awareness itself. Can I trust that?
When I thought I was really seeing awareness that I was, or you know, it's new to me, so that's why I'm not sure how do I know if I'm really seeing awareness. It felt like it. He says, don't you know yourself? He says, when you are in that sort of state, how does it feel?
It felt, there was a clarity in the mind. It was very calm and open. And it just felt like I was connecting with the awareness itself, even though there was a general awareness of other things arising.
And so he says you can continue to investigate that to see when you're in that sort of state, how is it more helpful than to be in a state that's not like that? When you are in touch with that awareness, how does it make a difference? When you're not in touch with that awareness, what is the difference?
Well, the mind has that kind of clarity, so there's simply that knowing. And nothing is distracting the mind away from that, so it's very calm and.
Chilling a thin rest or a bama sickle, who sweat sound and low bacans out or a second yate.
Lula the walk.
There's some sense of freedom.
Yeah.
The deeper money, look sick and look like in the freedom she did. I put money, freedom she will.
So when we stay with the mind on the side of the awareness, he says there's a lot of freedom. If we stay on the side of the objects, he says we don't feel free. He says, so experience will teach you.
Yeah.
But that's important, yeah? This series of questions he's asked you, you know, that sense of investigation needs to be there.
Do you meet it? Yes.
I had an experience today. I was lying outside. And my head was of a sudden that sort of panic, and I immediately sort of got up after this little tiny pause, and the snake just, you know, was just as scared as I was. It was very, you know, doing its thing, and the minute I sort of jumped up, it jumped up, and then I stood up, and I could feel all the body sensation, the heart beating, and, you know, like the goosebumps all over me, and just thinking, wow, I was this close, my head was this close to the snake. And then I realized that this is all mine. And it was just this little realization how everything shifted and the goosebumps went down and the mind. And then I forgot about it till we've been talking. I completely forgot about the incident.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
it's so interesting.
To Gaumu, the locality. ผมยีนะมาตูฉะหาจอกตรงนี้ปอมอ๋อตัวเราเม็ดปอมมาล่ะไม่ติดอ๋อๆเอ๊ะแต่จริงๆจ้ะเราบลูหมอกถ่าหมอกนี่ล่ะไม่ติดแต่จริงๆเมสิพ่นไล่ตอเลยตูยีเด้มาหมวยดิโลดิโลเล้ตุ่ยดาอสดิโลดิโลเล้ตุ่ยดาสึกกะคล้าไล่ตาแหละนาวพอมาสึกกะหาดาหมวยเว้ยเลยเปียงกันเนี่ยถ่าเนาะจะได้นี่บาดิถ้าหมวยก็เลยจริงๆจับเราถั่วพี่ไอ้มาตูอ่ะอะยังไม่ผิดนี่ล่ะไอ้มาสึกกะนี่
ติไล่တယ်တဲ့ဟိုဒီလိုပြောင်းသွားတာလည်းမြင်တယ်စိတ်ကဒါတွေဖြစ်နေတာစိတ်ပဲလို့တိလိုက်တော့တယ်တမျိုးကြီးပဲတဲ့အကောင်လုံးညင်သွားတော့ဘယ်တော့ညင်လုံးဝမေ့သွားတယ်မေ့သွားပြီးတော့အခုဒီမှာဆွေးနွေးတော့မှာပြန်ပေါ်လာโอเคအဲ့တော့ခုနပြောအန်ဒါစတန်ဒင်းလာဖို့ရေးကြည့်တယ်ဒီအခြေအနေကမကောင်းတော့တတိရှိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာအဲ့ဘာဖြစ်လာဖြစ်လာတတိရှိနေသွားညံပေါ်လာတယ်အဲ့ညံပေါ်လာ emotion
အကုန်ညင်ဟီဆက်ဆူယူစီးတယ်ဘာမှမစအန်ဒါစတန်ဒင်းဟီဆက်ဘလို
ready ရှိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာအတွေ့အကြုံခုပေါ်လာရင်အဲ့တော့ဆိုးနေပြန်မယ်အဲ့ဆိုးနေအဲ့ experience ကဆိုးတယ်မကောင်းတဲ့ experience မဟုတ်ဘူး
yeah so even though the experience was bad it's a bad experience he says I mean like it was something alarming or potentially dangerous whatever he says I'm in the midst of that he says if there was some if some awareness awakened and the understanding came with it like an insight came with it he said then like right on that you gain something
He says,
did you need to be aware? Did you need to pay attention to something? Did you need to focus on something? Use any energy?
Why?
He says, but why did the emotion go down? Realization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emotion jiao dao nan miao xi de. Shu nai lu, dao xiao shu nai lu, zhen lan wo men xin zha nai lu, yao wa la duo tamatha san. Shu yin de dabao bao lu emotion pong lu piao piao dao la vipassana.
There's two kind. So we have an emotion going down. This is the, there's two ways that emotion can become settled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One is you're watching an emotion,
mm-hmm.
and because the mind is busy attending to this, it stops thinking about the story. And because it's not feeding it with the story,
yeah.
then the mind calms down. That's a samatha kind of calming
okay.
the mind down. He said the other one is we're watching what's going on in a live kind of way,
uh-huh.
watching and then the mind understands something on its own. And when the understanding comes immediately, the emotion is settled.
And
that's
because of realization.
He says sometimes when an emotion is very strong, we need to use that samatha kind of thing.
Honey, you didn't pay off, no? Pendulum formula, do you like that?
And sometimes he says, did you hear that example he gave of the pendulum?
No.
His experience?
Oh.
Please. Yeah.
He'll tell you.
Who's
it
ဘလို့တတိမျိုးနဲ့ဘလို့တတိမျိုးကညံပေါ်လဲဆိုတာဥစဉ်ယောဂတိနားလည်အောင်လို့ဥစဉ်အတွေ့အကြုံပြောပြတာမသိပြောချင်တာတော့မဟုတ်ဘူး
Yeah so he tells the story to sort of show the yogis what kind of awareness helps understanding to arise the kind of awareness you know that he talks about you know which is alive light blah, blah, blah so Today I'm going to tell the story. Usually he tells the story. So he was young and he was meditating at his teacher's monastery, and what his teacher does is, while the people are meditating, he comes into the room and into the hall, and he sits and he starts to tell them things about meditation. Like all the things we're getting from him now, his teacher tells them in short little pieces. And he loves to hear his teacher say these things. And he was sitting there and he heard the teacher walking past, and so, and then sit down and start saying. And he was very interested in this. He was very quiet and calm. So he was aware of his feelings, the fact that his mind is paying attention. So he's recognizing everything that the mind is doing, very alert. And then the mind paying attention and liking what's going on, and trying to listen, because his teacher has a very soft voice. So you really have to listen properly. And then suddenly, on the other side of the hall, a huge commotion started, like water or something, and he couldn't hear his teacher anymore. And then he saw the mind sort of run this way, being agitated by this noise, and then suddenly he was very angry, a lot of emotion coming up here, and then he said his mind sort of ran back and forth. And then he had this thought, he was like, I was so peaceful just now, why is it suddenly? So why am I suddenly so angry? And he wanted to know why. And so he noticed this mind. And since this question had arisen, he was interested in getting the answer. So the mind was more awake and it was checking already. What's happening?
Everything. Yeah.
And so what the mind was doing was trying to listen to the teacher and unable to hear. Then it would run that side and then it would complain about this noise. And all this time, the emotion was rising. He would see this happening and the emotion was rising. And he wasn't involved in this. He was really like away from it and seeing all this happening, even though the emotion was, the anger was rising, and as he watched this, he
feeling
and
the body sensation and the say a little boom and the
so he could see the feelings that he was feeling, the mental feelings, the body sensations that were manifesting, and also the activity of the mind, how the mind was running to and fro.
And
he could see it
changing,
talking, feeling more.
And then
realization struck. He realized he's angry with this sound because he likes this sound. And he saw that like a pendulum because it was happening on two sides of
him. And he saw that like a pendulum because it was happening on two sides of him.
It's like a pendulum swing. If it swings 45 degrees this way, it's going to swing 45 degrees that way. So if we're attached this much to something, he said the moment we can't get there, the aversion that will arise will be equal to the attachment that was there.
45 degrees.
So if you like 45 degrees, you're gonna you have aversion 45 degrees.
90 degrees? 180 degrees?
Yeah.
Nobody stop, cannot stop.
Nobody can stop. That's nature. So he wants to say that there's this sense of investigation. What's happening was really not good, but there is samadhi in the mind that's watching because it's interested and it's stable, although the rest of the activity is very agitated. Awareness is not only observing. It sees the whole picture and all its interaction, and that's why it understood this principle. And then lastly, it understood not only is anger, aversion arising because of greed, but why is there greed? Because it doesn't understand the things for what they are. He didn't see that sound is just a sound. And at that point, the mind just took in a sound, and then it just let go.
Then this emotion, then the mind cannot go like this. Yeah, it's just one of his experiences, and
just so the yogis can sort of understand.
He
says,
he
says, so when we already understand something, then he says, we don't need to watch things anymore because the understanding is there. He says, if we don't understand something and things come up, then we have to spend time watching. And because of that insight he had, he says, since then, he's never had a problem with any kind of noise anymore.
ไอ้คือว่าเนาะจะเปล่าอ่ะไม่ยอมเลยโอเคยะไม่ไหวอ๋อเปล่าจริงๆนะตู้ไอ้หลออีโมชั่นผิดละเลยเฉยมาบ้าจังเรียลไลซ์ชิ้นๆวนละเลยสรุปตู้มันตะติอ่ะล้วดีผิดนี่เลย
And he wants to point
out one more thing. He says, the reason why in that moment of panic, that realization came in, he says, because you have been practicing mindfulness. So the mind is ready.
Ready,
Shinny. The mind
has been present, and therefore it is able to. He says, so imagine this. Say you were at home, not here, not working here, and you don't have all these ideas of meditation. And you know, you haven't been working on yourself consistently like this. He says, and you were at home and you came across a situation like this, what would have happened when panic struck?
Realization malana.
That realization
won't come. The dia sindi pini sing amena amena the dishiya
me
do
the when awareness is on the ready all the time.
Awareness that she did to stable as she did so yin to bala la to teaching to investigate look.
Yes, and when there's the stability of mind because of continuous awareness, then whatever comes up, he says that mind just sort of gets into action by itself.
Ready she am.
So it's ready.
Now continuity awareness are yeji de so
that's why he says continuity is so important.
Okay.
Last year I did a long retreat. And I was using his technique from his book. And it felt incredibly natural and easy. And there was this, at some point, if I wasn't sure why I was meditating and why I was walking, because it felt like I could use the technique for doing anything. But I didn't know what else to do, so I just continued sitting and walking. And I'm wondering, does it matter? I mean, at his center, when you're on retreat,
yeah.
I guess you sit and you walk, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, is there?
But it's not a rigid schedule. You don't have to follow the schedule.
Because it felt like I could, like it didn't matter, like I could do, you know, like anything.
Yeah. Tu manika tu yeshe sakam we no. Use sao ne athop do re. အရန်ကောင်းတယ်အရန်တဘာဝကြာလို့ခံစားရတယ်။နည်းနည်းကြာလာတော့သူဘလို့ခံစားရလဲဆိုတော့ဘာလို့ထိုင်နေမှရှောက်နေမှမသိတော့ဘူးလေ။လုံးဆရာမရှိလို့သာလုံးနေတာ
။
သူဘာပဲလို့လို့လို့ရတယ်လို့ခံစားရတယ်။အဲ့တော့သူကမေးတယ်ဟိုကြောင်းကိုသွားရင်လည်းဘာလို့လဲတဲ့။ထိုင်နေရှောက်နေပုံလား
။အဲ့ဒါဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့အင်တာဗျူးလို့လား။အင
်တာဗျ
ူး။အဲ့အင်တာဗျူးမှာသူကဦးစင်ကအင်တာဗျူးကြိုင်စောစောခေါ်တယ
်
။ဒီတိုင်းလည်းမရဘူးလေကွာ။ထိုင်လို့မရတော့သူညံပေါ်အောင်လို့အဲ့လိုနည်းနည်းဆွေးနွေးပေးမှရမယ်။သူကသူဒီတိုင်းစာအုပ်ကြည့်ပြီးဒီတိုင်းလုပ်လို့မရဘူး။သူကဘာဆက်သွားမှမသိလို့။ဘာဆက်တော့မှသူ့မှာသူ့ idea မရှိတော့သူကပြင်းလာ။ပြင်းလာတာမဟုတ်ဘူး
။ပြင်းလာတာမဟုတ်ဘူး။သူကဘာဘလို့အနေထားနဲ့ပြပြအားထုတ်လို့ရတယ်လို့ဒါပေမဲ့ဦးစင်းပြောတာတော့ကောင်းတယ်။အားထုတ်လို့ရတယ်လို့ခံစားရတော့
ထ
ိုင်တာရှောက်တာတွေကတိတ်မထူတော့တယ်လို့ပဲ
။ Yes ဟုတ်ပြီလေ။
တိတ်မလို့တော့တယ်လ
ို့
ဒါပေမဲ့ဦးစင်းပြောတာတော့မှန်တယ်။ဒီထက်ပိုတိုးအောင်ပြော
။တိုးအောင်မယ်။
Yeah. He says so that's good. You know, you're right that you don't have to just sit and walk. You could do anything. But he says, at a point like that, when a yogi finds it so easy to practice like that, he says, then the yogi really needs to talk to a teacher because you can, from that like space, you can grow the practice even further. So when the mind doesn't have information, like what else to do? Like when the mind is in such a good space like that, he says, if we know how to use it,
then saw them chicken away either.
Yes, the book has some basics in there, but there's a lot, you know.
Yogi Achini, you TB, my dear, and you do not do it.
Yeah, this is
just look here. Do not guide the idea, leading in the PP.
Yeah, this is very what's in the book is very basic, but right from there, he says every yogi is doing well and every yogi is different. Then, you know, some things might work for different yogis, but you know, talking to the yogi, something might come up.
He tells
you to look at it in a different, you know, ask a question or something, and then it goes, can grow
something.
Yes, but it's very good, he says, that you've understood that the posture is really not important. Yeah. So, do you find that you can do it anywhere?
On retreat, yes.
Well, so how would you actually marrow? But Benny, I'm a people,
yeah. I'm a pinya on tea.
So he says then you have to learn the skill, you know, grow more understanding about how to keep that going even in daily
life.
Because when we're out working, he says that we can't sit anymore, right?
Yeah, in some other Buddhist traditions, they talk about the relationship of awareness and metta or compassion as being interrelated in some way. And I wonder if you would speak about the relationship of when you're resting in awareness, what is the relationship of that to metta or karuna?
He says, when there is no aversion, no dosa, the metta can become present.
Nature.
Then it's natural to be able to
have.
All four Brahma Viharas become possible when there's no dosa.
Object
When there is no dosa, and awareness and wisdom are both present, he said that depending on the object, the Brahma Vihara that comes up is different. When it's an equal, it's metta. When it's someone who's suffering more than you, it's karuna. Somebody who's more successful than you, mudita. You're not able to do it. What's really important is just not to have defilement in the mind. He's not so concerned with those other manifestations, you know, of mind. He's really more interested in the wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
He's done metta practice before. But when he stopped doing the metta practice, he still had anger. Still had dosa.
And on the
he says, when he had a very strong realization into the nature of dosa ones, and when he had that realization, it made him work a lot harder, and then he just didn't ever get so angry anymore like he used to. So it's not that he doesn't get angry. He gets angry. He still has dosa. But wisdom doesn't accept it, it won't let it grow out of control.
So in bringing the practice from the retreat into our daily lives, and with the thought of continuity and how important that is, if you could speak on some ways that he finds helpful to support that, to support the continuity of being aware and of his daily life.
Mm-hmm.
อาทุโมเนซินเนออยู่ขออ่ะมั้ยสวยเนี่ยไอ้เนซินมาอาทุผิดอ่ะนะรอโหเสร็จไตลีเนเนลงผิดพ่อผิดตัวอ๋อผู้ซิดีหารีโหอาเปิ่มแม่หารีตะคู่ๆเปาะๆบ่อาเปิ่มแม่ทุกข์ผิดแม่หารีบ่รู้ต้องลุยอ่ะเลยบ่ตริชิเซนเซชิอ่ะมั้ยดิอโจ้ตริชิตาเนี่ยคุณน่ะถ้าจ้องคุณน่ะเปาะไล่ตาโหตริคุณน่ะเปาะบ่บ่อโจ้สิดิหลุผิดนี่เนี่ยเฉยมาบ่า ma phit ba pi phit si ni ne dadi si ni man ti ba jo si da ho ti de lu a tu ma lou ba ma nei nai.
He says wisdom, basically wisdom, understanding, our own understanding. For example, he says she spoke just now about, you know, when she was in touch with the awareness and so on, and he asked this question. He says, how did you find that was helpful to you? He says, so the yogi really, whatever they experience, they need to check for themselves how that is really helpful to them. He says, when somebody really sees the difference it makes to them, they want to do that more and more, but they need to recognize that for themselves, not have someone say it to them. And that's one. So this understanding helps, yeah. A real desire then arises.
The understanding, insight, the thing that lies in karma, do the get look in the heart.
He says, when real understanding, like a real understanding is there about why it or how it has been beneficial to us, he says, a true desire to keep doing that and to keep getting those benefits arises in the mind. He says, and that is much more helpful than any kind of external kind of ways to support us. Yeah, all that is. He asked this 17-year-old girl who came to practice at the center, he would ask her, what difference does it make to you when you're being mindful? And especially if you do it all day, how is it different for you? She started feeling, she started seeing. She said when she does it all day, it makes her happy. When she doesn't do it, she starts to feel depressed again. And so she would always come and practice.
Yeah.
So it needs for the person to see for themselves. So if somebody's been practicing for 3-4 days and they start telling him that the mind is becoming quieter now, he asked them, why has it become quieter? Because they've been doing the work, but they don't know why it has become quieter. They just recognize it's become quieter. So he asked them, what have you been doing? Do they recognize so that they will
recognize
themselves. They're so busy meditating, they don't have time to take stock. That's why he says, think and meditate.
So, for example, the retreat that I was on, I often felt a lot of contentment and ease in the mind. And so it's recognizing that that is the result of this mindfulness, of this awareness that I've been cultivating. So that helps. So what I think you're saying is that if I'm aware that, okay, contentment is arising or ease is arising because of the practice that I've been doing, then that helps the mind to want to continue that. Is that what you're saying?
He's saying, like, if you see contentment in the mind, to check to see why is contentment, rather than take his word on it, that it's the practice that's giving you this contentment, which is just his word.
Yeah.
You need to see it for yourself.
Yeah.
Love your using or to the atokuma to a china mure mia yara to a using a tool the atolo china de lo me kinda so maho bulu using a yara pa chao china de lo kwako mia ma using yolo yoa ma ho kwako mia ma.
Yogi, you can't tell me that. Well, Luria, the deep mean and tiny will choose that. The deep mean and tiny will choose that, no? The deep look like Machai. And who's him made it? Machai, the deep look like Machai would Ludala. Machai say people Ludala made it. And the little bit of Malu would be. Pajam Lulu made it, Pajam Lulu made it. Pyochina, Uzi, I have Pajam Lulu less for him through Boy or Singing now.
Sometimes he asks yogis this question. Everybody's trying to be mindful continuously, right? And when we lose mindfulness, we usually don't like it. Most of the time, for a lot of people. And then he asked the yogi, but is it necessary to feel dissatisfied when you lose mindfulness? And they tell him, no, actually it's not necessary. He says, but why do you know that it's not necessary? And then they don't have the answer. It's just to get them to think more deeply about
things. Yeah, you get investigation logo.
He says, and to help them to think, sometimes he points out these things like, so you've lost awareness, and that lost awareness is past. The fact that you know you've lost awareness means that you have become aware again. He says, should you be happy that you've become aware again in the present moment, or still be regretting that you lost your awareness in the past? He says, if they're upset in the present moment about what's become past, he says, then they're just like tripping over stones, and it just hinders their step into the next moment, and the next moment.
Like, more difficult the next moment. That's why unnecessary.
So that's why it's unnecessary. One of the perspectives. Yes.
Okay. Any? So long. They are pure. Yeah. Uting
are
bama too.
So.
Other teachers have suggested that I try being aware of awareness itself, and I found that confusing because I can know that I'm aware and connected to what's arising at the sense doors, but not able to feel awareness or feel any sensation of it, or I'm not sure where to put my awareness. He says, one, you can't find a place for it, because if you want to find the mind and you try to place it somewhere, you won't find it. He says the mind is like this. It's like having glasses on, you don't have glasses, and trying to find your glasses. It's like one of those. He says, you know, the mind is not something that you can like take hold of and look at. He says, you can recognize the mind because it's doing its work. You can recognize that it's passing, it's doing stuff. And that, he says, it's not like the body where you can place it somewhere and pay attention to it like that. But you can recognize that the mind is passing through as it's doing.
He says,
and for you, actually, the awareness is already there, right? But when you're told to watch the awareness or be aware of it, it's like you think you have to do something else, something more. There's something special that needs to be seen. And that's why it sort of sends you off track. Because you're looking for it now. But it's already there. It's because that awareness is there that you are aware of things. He says, so just try putting your hands together. You know the sensation? Do you know that you're knowing the sensation? That's awareness of awareness.
Something else there, though. It feels that to be aware of awareness, it feels like there's a visual thing that happens of a kind of open focus that makes it easier to be aware of awareness when.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little kind of.
Focus is
yeah, that's why he tells people don't focus on things. Don't focus on the object. Because if we're like too into the
object,
we can't see the glasses.
And the times that I experienced it, it felt like the mind was also extremely relaxed. It was just utterly relaxed and open.
Yeah.
And that somehow just allowed the awareness to be seen like that.
Mm.
Also because there are no defilements in the mind, no greed, no aversion.
Therefore also can see.
He says,
so when the mind is more peaceful, it's easier to see.
He
said that's why sometimes he tells yogis to stop doing. Like in the middle of their practice, he says, if you remember what I say, he says, while you're practicing, sometimes just stop. Stop practicing and see what's happening. And then it's still
happening.
Mind is already knowing on its own.
But personal all the time involved.
But we personally always go in.
Like a screwdriver. Then. Six looks.
How to fix things. Look at this, look at that.
A craving.
That's craving. He says the mind and its objects are naturally always contacting, always known. He says, so if you're not listening, doesn't hearing still happen? And if you're not looking at something particular, doesn't seeing still go on? Nature is just like that. So even if you don't focus to pay attention, the mind is always knowing. He says, so the question, is the nature of seeing and looking the same?
What is the difference?
One is an intention.
Yes.
And the other time is.
What you're noticing, recognizing, is the mind and how it's working in both these activities. Not very difficult, right? Yeah, but people try so hard to see the mind. He says, because we've been so used to body objects and focusing on that, we don't know how to tune into the mind, which is actually doesn't need that much. It's only hard because we just haven't practiced
trying it out.
When we become really skillful, like very used to it, he said, look, noticing the mind is as clear as noticing the body. So watch the mind all the time.
Recognize the mind all the time. What is it? Expert at it. Then you
become
expert at it. Okay.
Thank you.
He
says, so you have to thank the snake?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
stuff is yours, you know?
He says, fewer stuff today.
Well, stuff is yours, you know?
Not
coming.
Stuff?
Yeah. Whoever did come made a mistake today.
Whoever did come today.
If you are practicing, more interest to discuss. You have more experience, when you're talking more.
Such a beautiful
amazing.
Okay. I was saying that like this, amazing all the time.
Maybe I can give
only to go bang tangle in la.
He's in the big comfort, they all do cushion.
My big cushion.
My big cushion.
And still I ended up in a chair.